Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend, and Ian McConnon is here from Santa's Drive-In Grotto, coming to the RDS Simmons Court from the 2nd until the 23rd of December. Now, Ian, we can confirm, because a lot of kids are very worried that Santa Claus might not be coming this year. We can confirm Santa Claus is coming despite COVID, isn't he?
He is, yes. I have it on good advice. I've been speaking to the man himself, and he is very excited, and nothing is going to stop him from making an appearance this year. Nothing at all.
Just leave out the hand sanitizer for him. He'll be able to come in, he'll sanitize his hands, and everything will be okay, won't it?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, Santa's magical. Of course he's going to be able to do this. This is no problem for him. He's been working on this all year, so he has.
What it does mean, though, is when it comes to doing your Santa visit, a lot of children will be used to going to the grotto every year, going to maybe sit next to Santa or on his lap. I don't know whether that's even allowed anymore. But a socially distanced Santa visit this year, because we have to stick to the rules, don't we? Even though Santa is magical.
That's exactly it. So when we were talking to the man himself, he said, look, he still wants to be able to see all the boys and girls, but he's obviously going to have to change it around this year a little bit. So what he's come up with is an ingenious idea. It's going to be Santa's drive-through. So rather than actually getting out of your car and seeing Santa the way you would have done it last year, this year you get to see him from the inside and the warm, comfy safety of your own car.
Okay, brilliant. Now, this is on at the RDS, and I hear that you get to see backstage access to Santa's grotto. Is that true?
That's it. So this is really spectacular and really cool. So what you'll do is, for the whole experience, you get to drive around and see the elves working away in their toy shop. You get to see Santa's sleigh. So it's all like all the workings that go on behind the scenes that, you know, Santa's been busy on all year round. That's what you're going to get to see as you drive around the RDS. And then at the end, you'll obviously get to meet Mr. and Mrs. Claus themselves.
Oh, wow. You get to meet them. That's amazing. Now, is that from a distance, I assume? Yes?
Everything's from a distance. Yeah. So the whole thing has been designed so that you'll stay in your car. You can wind down the windows. You can interact. But it's all from the safety of your car. Yeah.
Tell me this much, Ian. How many people are allowed in this car? Can we pack 25 people in?
You could try. Unfortunately, it's down to the vehicle size. So you can do a 7-seater, so you can put in 7 people, no problem at all. But that's kind of the max that you could have on the site. Because obviously we can't do minibuses or coaches or anything like that.
Okay, and the reason for that is because you've got height restrictions as well, don't you? With everything that's been set up, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So there's tents and there's marquees and there's lighting and everything like that. So the unfortunately, coaches and some of that just wouldn't be able to drive through the event.
There's strobe lighting as well, just to be aware for anybody who may have children with epilepsy. There will be some strobe lighting that's going to obviously affect your decision whether to go or not.
Yeah, and I think maybe you're better off then picking the daytime hours, because obviously for daylight, the lighting will have a less effect than the nighttime.
So how is it going to work? How many cars are going to be in at once? And are you doing it, like, is it open all day, or how does it work? How do people get a ticket?
It's open all day. It's open from 10 in the morning until 8 in the evening every day. Tickets are going really fast. If you want to get a ticket, I'd recommend you go sooner rather than later to driveinsanta.ie. You can pick up your tickets. You pick a time slot. So whatever time suits you, you then pick that time slot, then you'll arrive and the elves will direct you along the track. And you'll arrive in RDS Simmons Court and off you go and on your wonderful Santa experience.
Will the elves be wearing masks and everything, Ian?
Anyone that's close enough to you or to the cars or any of that will be in masks, yeah. So obviously we're taking the COVID protocols quite seriously, and so everything is done and everything is staged in a very safe way.
Oh, I'm so happy that Santa is still coming, because I know there has been a lot of worried children who've been writing their letters and wondering, you know, will he be able to travel because of all the restrictions and everything? But he is a magical man and he's making it happen, and he's going to be at Santa's Drive-In Grotto at the RDS Simmons Court. So quite a few days as well. I know you announced some additional dates as well. So now running from the 2nd until the 23rd of December, right up until the very end. And then I suppose Santa will pop home to the North Pole to restock everything and
to head off on
Christmas Eve.
He's got a busy few days ahead of him, so he does, yeah.
Yeah. God, he must be wrecked after that. And he takes a whole year to recover from all that travelling.
Santa's well out for this, and he's been doing it a long time, you know. He's an experienced man, so he is.
Mm. What would you say now is the one thing that Santa would like left out from on Christmas Eve?
I don't think Santa's fussy. Santa likes to try everything, so he does.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard. He likes the mince pies. He likes the glass of milk. He even likes an orange and a banana to keep his energy levels high, you know.
Oh, does he? Oh, right. He's not vegan now, is he?
No, he's not.
Because I think Santa last year liked a glass of Guinness in our house. So I wonder, yeah, maybe this year.
Oh, well, he's fond of the odd tipple now. Santa, yeah, as I said, I don't think the man is fussy himself.
We'll have a think about that. Listen, Ian, very good. We will chat to you again. And Santa's Drive-In Grotto, all the details are up there on driveinsanta.ie. I'm so glad it's still happening because of the year we've been. We need something to cheer us up, don't we?
Exactly. Thanks very much for having me on. It was great.
No worries. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.